churning in the crowd across the room caught his attention, and he was already halfway over before he parsed the raised voices enough to recognize them. Lawrence, one of the sub-alphas, and one of his pack members from the Richmond pack, Bryce.
Look, we all got our orders from Roanoke Dare already. There's no need for you to interfere.
Andrew reached the edge of the clearing that formed when everyone drew back.
I'm not interfering. I need to know enough specifics about what he told you to make sure I don't interfere.
Lawrence was so busy getting in Bryce's face, he didn't seem to notice Andrew or indeed any of his audience.
We'll talk outside.
He shoved Bryce toward the nearest side door, the one that Andrew had directed him to guard, in fact. Andrew followed on their heels, catching the door before it could swing shut. Lawrence didn't appear to notice him now either as he followed Bryce off the large concrete step. Andrew eased the door shut behind him and watched them from the slight rise of the step. He'd let this play out a little longer, see how Lawrence would deal with this sort of problem. Lawrence was a slight man, so when he stepped into Bryce again, Bryce loomed over him, crossed arms emphasizing the width of his shoulders.
Orders from the Roanoke don't mean you don't have to show me basic respect. What's your problem?
You're the one who's always snarling over nothing.
Say what you want about Rory. At least he had basic confidence.
How dare you throw that name in my face? He was not worthy to be Alpha!
He neatly swept Bryce's legs. Bryce was clearly braced instead for a punch and hit the ground on his ass.
You will give me the respect I'm due!
Andrew crossed his own arms and didn't interfere. Whatever Lawrence might have done to raise Bryce's hackles, taunting him with Rory wasn't just disrespectful, it was cruel. When Rory had been Roanoke before Andrew and Silver had deposed him, Lawrence had been his beta and taken far more than his share of abuse. Lawrence knew intimately what an abysmal alpha Rory had been. Bryce held up his hands in mocking surrender.
It would be a whole lot easier to give it to you if you didn't flinch from a name. What are you afraid of? That Rory's going to be hiding in your closet to jump out at you?
Lawrence snapped Bryce's head back with a kick under his chin. Then Bryce was supine. Lawrence leaned down and jerked him onto his side so he could kick again and again. Nose, jaw, belly, groin. Bryce curled up as best he could, but he couldn't protect himself. Andrew finally moved in. Andrew got him in a tight enough headlock he had to stop.
No.
Up close, Lawrence stank of fear, a raging subterranean torrent of it.
You do not hurt any member of your pack in this way, Richmond.
Lawrence then sagged against Andrew.
I'm sorry. I went too far.
When Andrew let him go, Lawrence flinched from him, as if certain he was now due for far worse than he'd just dealt. It sickened Andrew to see how deep-seated the source of that flinch must be. But he had to deal with the visible wounds first. Andrew knelt beside Bryce, checking him from top to bottom, wiping away the blood from his broken nose and split lip, though those had already healed, to see if anything was too serious for normal werewolf healing to take care of in a few minutes. His nose would have to be reset, and Andrew suspected a couple broken ribs. Andrew looked up to Lawrence when he was done.
You're stepping down. Silver and I won't have sub-alphas who act like that. I'll inform your beta.
No, please. You're proving them right. I'll be better, I promise. I'll never hurt one of my pack members again.
For lady's sake, this isn't about your pride, Lawrence. It's about what's best for your people.
And for Lawrence himself. Andrew should have noticed how insecure Lawrence was in his power long before it got to this point.
A sub-alpha needs to display good judgment about when violence is necessary.
I told you I smelled blood, and you said the wedding would be boring.
Two young men had come around on an informal dirt trail that looped around the backside of the building. Kneeling next to fresh blood, Andrew hadn't smelled a hint of their approach. When they noticed Andrew's attention jerked to them, they dipped into something approximating respectful bows. The Alaskans, Hugh's drinking buddies. He vaguely recognized their faces from the last time he'd visited Alaska, but their names escaped him. He presumed they'd arrived at the same time as Hugh, but had decided to run around in the trees until the very last minute.
Go away.
The Alaskans went, disappearing back along the dirt trail the way they'd come. At least, they had that much sense. He returned his attention to Bryce.
All right, let's get you cleaned up.
Bryce made it to his feet with Andrew's boost.
Roanoke Dare.
Lawrence was interrupted by the sound of a car coming up the access road at the front. Andrew left Bryce and braced to meet with possible hostility.